The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, Patrick Mahomes showed up to camp in a new Ferrari. What's your all-time favorite purchase?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Sex doll number three.
Okay.
Yes, number three.
I know you can come up with something.
The first two popped. Just overuse.
Sure.
They just popped.
You ever drive a sports car? You ever buy an expensive sports car?
I did. About 10 or 12 years ago, I bought a small little two-seater convertible Pontiac Solstice that immediately went out of business.
A Solstice? You couldn't get your clubs in that car. It was so tiny.
I had to, no, you couldn't fit me in that car. I had to manually take the top up and down. It was insane. It was bad. I got rid of it. I was too old for it. Crazy old man in his own attic. This is day 102. In today's episode, the Patriots are opting out left and right. Craig Kimbrell is struggling, and the Dodgers get a chance at vengeance. But we begin today with the Miami Marlins season being put on pause. 17 Marlins have now tested positive for coronavirus. The Marlins will not play the Orioles tonight, and all of their games have been postponed through Sunday. The Phillies-Yankees home-and-home series, scheduled for the rest of this week, has also been postponed out of an abundance of caution, even though the Phillies, as of yet, have had no positive tests resulting from their games with the Marlins. The Washington Nationals, who are scheduled to play the Marlins in Miami this weekend, reportedly voted against going. Wilbon, what does MLB do now?
Well, Tony, MLB has to hope that this is confined, this entire issue, not to mention the discussion, but the issue is confined to the Marlins. Because even if the Marlins, God forbid, had 20 guys, 22 guys, whatever, if you confined it to one team, then you can sort of figure out policy and how to adapt it to that team. But as you mentioned, at first there was a thought, wow, what's going to happen with the Phillies tests? And so nobody else has tested positive. And if baseball can continue along that route, then you don't have to start considering cancellation of the season. You can try and tailor whatever it is you need to do with protocol or policy to a team and not a league.
So when I found out early this afternoon that the Nationals had voted not to go to Miami, I thought, oh, well, the Marlins are Rudy Gobert and the Nationals are Adam Silver and the whole thing is going away. I thought about it a little more, and I came to your conclusion as well, that if it's only one team, you know, that's a different story. But why would you want to go to Miami? Miami is a coronavirus hotspot for the last month or so, and the Marlins are having an outbreak, an actual outbreak. Now, the Marlins are a bad team. They don't figure in the playoffs, so maybe you can work around them. But I think if this was the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Cubs, you know, a big famous team, I think people would be screaming, Mike, to shut the whole thing down. What you have to remember, though, as you well know, this only affects one-third of the teams, only in the East. The Midwestern teams, the Western teams, there's no play in this for them at all.
No, Tony.
Because they don't play.
There isn't any play in it as related to the Marlins. But just because the Marlins are the only team affected now doesn't mean the Marlins will be the only team affected evermore. I mean, this is
right.
And Miami is not the only hotspot. And there's some other hotspots that teams will be visiting. So, whenever anybody, I'm not saying you're doing this, when people get too cocky about this and start to say, well, it's this group and not that group, and we don't have to worry about that, that's when I become really paranoid. No, this virus is serious, and people everywhere are getting it, and in many cases suffering from it, and in some cases dying from it. And so Miami's not the only place, Florida's not the only place, and Major League Baseball, the lesson they got to learn from this, Tone, is they damn well better be vigilant. even more vigilant than they've been so far. They have to. They have to trace and figure out as best they can
what
the hell happened here.
I thought about the differences between you and me and the way that we approach this, and I think it's just a difference of resolution. I know you talk about if you have to miss some games, then on a percentage basis, you determine who's in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think this actually works to baseball's benefit right now with this schedule because it is so loaded in division games.
Right.
If you can somehow, with the Marlins, make sure that when they come back, they play Atlanta, the Mets, the Nationals, and the Phillies the same amount of games by the end of the season.
If it's only
then it
the
doesn't
Marlins,
really matter
Tony,
how many they play.
If it's only the Marlins, I mean, the discussion of this nationally
if it's,
doesn't
if
seem
it's
to acknowledge
the Marlins,
this can go anywhere at any time.
But baseball's testing of all the other teams has been a remarkably low amount of positive tests.
And let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah.
Let's go to the NFL, where six New England Patriots have now opted out of the upcoming season. Among them, defensive stalwarts Dante Hightower and Patrick Chung, who notified the team today, and starting right tackle Marcus Cannon, who broke the news last night. Tone, people always profess faith, I know I do, in Bill Belichick, but how badly do you see these opt-outs hurting the Patriots?
I have to say, Mike, that I did not see this coming at all, not just for the Patriots, for anybody. I thought that when a decision is made that there's going to be a season that players would want to play. But this almost feels, if I understand it correctly, like a paid vacation. If you have a medical problem, you get paid $350,000 if you don't play. If you just opt out, like some people are doing, you get paid $150,000. If you're a veteran who's already made a lot of money and you know there's a demand for you next year and your contract is frozen in time, so it resumes with the same money, then I don't even know why more people wouldn't consider opting out at this point. But again, I did not see this coming, although in baseball, we've had David Price, we've had Ryan Zimmerman in basketball, Avery Bradley, Davis Bertans. You know, I mean, athletes are doing this.
Yeah, Tony. And in pro football, this is interesting because obviously in basketball, and the NHL, they knew they were going to have a bubble and they could sort of decide what they thought it meant in that context. Football's just starting a season. They haven't gone to camp yet. And we don't know what this means. I'm looking at this in quite a different way than you are. I'm not looking at, I don't care how much money people make. I could give a damn. I'm looking at whether or not this is going to be, a trickle is going to become a flood. And whether guys who play professional football are going to look at the context of everything, of it all, and look at baseball, too, and say, wait a minute, we have no bubble. We got 80 different people going 80 different ways the moment they leave the relative safety of the building, of the facility that belongs to the franchise. They go in all kinds of different directions. We don't know where they're going. We don't know what they're coming back to the next day. And everyday testing doesn't go on into the season. It's for a while. And so I'm looking at this thinking, this could be the beginning of the end of the football season. That's what I'm looking at, because I don't think these guys are the only ones. They just may be ahead of the curve.
I think that's absolutely fair to look at it that way. A guy like Dante Hightower is a captain on the team. Maybe veterans look at this and they say, we're not going to play. We know we're not going to play. So let's just forget about it. In terms of the specific question of the Patriots, all I would say is if I were at the moment Cam Newton, I might wonder, what am I getting myself into? You know, is this the right thing for me as all the other players don't play? We turn now, Wilbon, to your Cubs and the dilemma of Craig Kimbrel, the 7-time All-Star closer with Boston and Atlanta, signed with the Cubs last summer for 3 years and $43 million. He wasn't good last year, and he's starting worse this year. Last night, Kimbrel came in with a 3-run lead. He faced 6 batters. He got 1 out. He walked 4. He hit another. Wilbon, should the Cubs keep faith in Kimbrel?
Tony, I did something last night I've probably only done 5 times in the 55-year history of my Cubdom, my fandom. I turned it off. With an 8-1 lead, 7-0 lead, I said, you know what? I'm going to turn this off because I don't want to be in a bad mood. And they're going to have to go to Kimbrel, and I'm going to be in a bad mood. I turned it off. And by the time I got done watching whatever I was watching, you know, Law and Order, you know, TiVo'd for about 4 hours. I turned it back at about 1 a.m. And I said, I'm gonna go back to this. And it never has a Cub win felt more like a loss. Because Kimbrel threw 34 pitches, only 13 for strikes, Tony. This, we're going into the third straight season of him being not that guy who was great at one point with the Red Sox, but wasn't even great in his last season with the Red Sox. So how much patience do you have in this short season? I'm willing to say get out. Jeffers, who's also had his issues with the Brewers, every other season good, every other season bad, I'm willing to go with him. I don't know how they're going to get this guy right now.
So you know how I am with the Washington Nationals, and you know that every time a closer gives up a run, I want him cut on the spot. I don't ever want to see him again. Let's take Mariano Rivera out of a discussion now because he's the exception. He's not the rule. Kimbrel was an exception for 7 years, a 197 ERA and 42 saves average.
It's over.
Okay? But this is the most over-scrutinized position in baseball. It is the most faith-based position in baseball. Everybody thinks, oh, we got a great closer. We're going to be fine.
But now,
it doesn't work that way.
No.
This guy last year, this is an incredible statistic. He gave up 9 home runs in 20 and two-thirds innings. Maybe he's done. It's only one game, and I want to say have patience, but maybe he's
done. It's not just one game. You just talked about last year. I can go back to the final year in Boston, which is why they were ready to wash their hands of him anyway. And this, Tony, this is difficult because the Cup starting pitching seems to be fine again. They got a hell of a lineup, you know, 1 through 9, because there's no pitcher hitting right now. But, man, Kimbrel, I feel bad for him, Tony, but no, you can't have patience in a short season like this.
Let's take a break. Coming up, will the Dodgers back up their big talk about the Astros cheating when they play tonight?
And later, Patrick Mahomes becomes a part owner of a professional team in another sport.
Good for him. He's likable.
There's a lot of that going around. He's not the only one. He's not the only famous pro football player who has become a part owner in another sport.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
One more headline. It involves the Dodgers taking their tough talk to Houston tonight. After baseball busted the Astros for cheating, you may remember Cody Bellinger saying that Houston, quote, stole a ring from us. Kenley Jansen called sign stealing, quote, worse than steroids. And Ross Stripling said, quote, we can't just forget about it, unquote. The Dodgers get their chance to do something about it tonight. Mike, do you expect them to?
Nah, I just think it's a lot of talk, cheap talk. Look, if this was Giants-Dodgers, which just finished, by the way, with a split of a four-game series, then I tell you yes, because you can have teams and cultures where people can't stand each other. And if you had ballparks full of home-standing fans, I would say that adds to it. The Brewers and the Cubs just had this. They nearly went at it with no fans in the stands, and that's exactly what I expected. Houston and the Dodgers, no, the Dodgers, Tony, they got one mission. Everybody reminds them. I spent a lot of time in Southern California the last 10 years, and as soon as the Lakers and Clippers end, people start talking about what a failure the Dodgers have been since Kirk Gibson, and can you believe whatever that call was, okay?
What I just saw.
You can't imagine how the pressure is on the Dodgers to win. They cannot screw around in a short season and get into fights and maybe suspensions. They can't get derailed with that. And so I expect nothing but play from the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, the great irony here is that when all of these statements were made and when Stripling further said, you can't forget about this, it needs to be reiterated. At that point, the schedule had the Dodgers and the Astros not playing each other. And then the pandemic comes along, and now you only play in your geographic zone. And so now, as Western teams, the crossover, they play each other. To pick up on your point, if you get involved in a brawl in a 60-game season, and you get suspended for 5 games, 5 out of 60 is too many. 5 out of 162 doesn't matter. So you can't be hitting people on the other team. And you say what the Dodgers' mission is. The Astros are in a mission to prove that they're better than just cheaters. So far in four games, they got the most runs in all of baseball. They got 29 and the best run differential. I expect this to be a series where everybody waits to see someone get hit and nobody gets hit.
There'll be a lot of woofing. And by the way, that's some geography that has Houston in the central time zone in the same baseball zone as the Dodgers. All right? So I'd have to look at my own map for that. I understand that Houston
they're in the
is
AL
in the
West, Mike.
I get that, but there should have been a different way to carve it up. But beyond that, Tony, here's the other thing. You can't get in. Fights have been so discouraged because you can't have guys without masks breathing on each other and, you know, droplets, we used to call that spit, coming out of their mouths in a condition with the coronavirus. So I think they could be woofing from afar. I don't even think it'll get as far as the Brewers Cubs. I don't.
By the way, Dusty Baker, option already picked up, will manage the Astros this year and next year. Let's take one last break. Still to come, we have fresh news about Joe Burrow's status with the Bengals.
And is there a good reason to watch the Sixers take the floor in a preseason game tonight? I'm watching.
You watch, and let me know what Embiid says when he starts getting yappy. Let me know. Maybe we'll talk about him tomorrow for a change.
I'd like that. I always like talking about Embiid. You know that.
Embiid, yap, 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 yap.
Good. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 77th birthday, Bill Bradley. Bradley was one of the core four starters on the only Knicks teams to ever win championships. Bradley, Reed, DeBuscher, Frazier, gods. Bradley was already a legendary player before joining the Knicks. He took Princeton to the Final Four in 1965. Princeton! And became the only Ivy Leaguer ever named National Player of the Year. While at Princeton, he was a subject of a brilliant book by John McPhee entitled A Sense of Where You Are. Bradley kept the Knicks waiting 2 years after they drafted him while he studied at Oxford on a Rhodes Scholarship. When he got to the Knicks, he stepped in at small forward and was what we would later call a glue guy. His stats were not special, but his presence must have been because the Knicks retired his number 24. Not to be outdone by John McPhee, Bradley wrote his own brilliant book about his career on the Knicks called Life on the Run. When he left basketball, he entered politics and served three terms as a United States Senator from New Jersey. Like so many men of a certain age who grew up in New York, I always thought Bill Bradley would become president.
Tony, you were such an Ivy League wannabe, yet I happen to know from sitting around you having to hear about the Knicks and those Knicks teams for the last 40 years. Bill Bradley is not your favorite Knick. How'd this happen?
Willis Reed is my favorite Knick. Of course he is. He's the captain. Stop it. Two
I know
shots.
He's the captain,
boom.
But Ivy
Come
League
on.
Bill. I mean, this floored me when I first found out that Bill wasn't your favorite guy.
Well, had he gone to Binghamton, he would have been. A not-so-happy anniversary, Mookie Betts. On this day 5 years ago, Betts made what appeared to be a fabulous running catch, taking a couple of steps with the ball and tumbling over the wall in Fenway Park. But upon review, Betts did not hold on to the ball when he made contact with the ground in the bullpen. After 3 minutes reviewing the play, umpires nullified the catch and awarded Jose Abreu a home run. If this had happened in football, the world would have stopped and we would still be talking about what is a catch and what is not a catch. It is this kind of hustle and effort that helped convince the Dodgers to trade for Betts and sign him to a 12-year, $365 million extension. All in all, the Dodgers would pay Betts $392 million over 13 years. That's more than anybody in baseball history except Mike Trout, who plays a few miles away from Betts now. If they pooled their money and added Bryce Harper's, they could probably buy the Mets.
You know who I want to buy the Mets, right? You know that to me, the natural.
I know who you want.
The natural, A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez. The naturals to own the Mets. By the way, why do you need 3.5 minutes to tell that wasn't a catch if hitting the ground and having the ball dislodged means it's not a catch? You can see that instantly. It doesn't even take study of replay. That was just stupid, and like the NFL, such an enormous waste of time when they review these things forever.
Happy trails, Mike Foltynewicz. The Braves designated their longtime starter and 2018 All-Star for assignment after he gave up 6 runs in 3 1/3 last night to Tampa Bay. Foltynewicz allowed 3 homers, walked 4, and his fastball averaged 89 miles an hour, down from 95 last season. Atlanta manager Brian Snitker said, quote, "Folty, in this short season, is just not happening right now. We kind of feel a sense of urgency," unquote. Foltynewicz's final outing last season, disastrous. In Game 5 of the NLDS against St. Louis, he gave up 10 runs, 6 earned, only retired one guy. But in Game 2, he held St. Louis scoreless for 7 innings. And in his last 7 starts of the regular season, his ERA was 1.73. Now the Braves have dumped 28-year-old Foltynewicz after one start this season. One start, and they'd seen enough. Quote, "It's not an easy thing to tell a guy that," said Snitker, although he didn't tell him. The assistant general manager did. Quote, "He's been a big part of this organization," Snitker continued. "I am sure he was hurt." You think? Really?
I don't know if he's hurt or not, but he's 28. And he's been successful at the major league level. Somebody's going to get him, Tony, but it does seem like a lot of pitchers' velocity is down, and maybe it has to do with the amount of time they had or didn't have to get themselves ready for, you know, July, August baseball. So who knows the effects of this? We're going to have to study it over a few more weeks probably.
Quick to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Defensive lineman Eddie Goldman opted out of the coming season. Big loss?
Yeah, Tony. He was a really big part as a lineman, defensive lineman, for that Bears defense 2 seasons ago. Joe Burrow signed with the Bengals and gets $23.8 million the next 15 days. Your thoughts?
Wow. Wilbon money. Patrick Mahomes joined the ownership group of the Kansas City Royals. That's a big deal, right?
Well, it is, Tony. Not exactly like Aaron Rodgers owning part of the Bucks or Larry Fitzgerald owning part of the Suns, but it's close local. I'm sure the locals are happy. Penguins, Flyers already playing, and there are 2 more NHL exhibition games tonight. You're excited, aren't you?
0 positive tests in their bubble. 0.
Yeah.
Last one, Mavs and Sixers preseason until tonight. You think that's worth watching,
I
right?
I want to see if Ben Simmons can really make the transition to power forward. Plus, I want to see Luka and Kristaps. So, yes, Tony.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We're bumped by baseball tomorrow, knuckleheads.